Psalms 23, and we're going to read just a couple of verses here this morning. Psalms 23 and verse number 1, familiar passage. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Here, of course, we know David, the psalmist, who wrote most of the Psalms, not all the Psalms, but he is the one that wrote this one, and he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." That's what David the shepherd said. "I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down," notice that, "in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank You this morning for everything You've done. Thank You for Your blessings. Thank You, dear Lord, today for allowing us to be in Your house. Thank You for the good Sunday school lesson, dear Lord, that talked about You as the Messiah, dear Lord, and Your dealings with Israel, dear Lord. And dear Father, we see and thank the Lord this morning that You love us, dear Lord, and that You died for us, dear Lord. And dear Father, that You are holy, dear Lord, and that's why the sacrifice had to be made on Calvary, that we might have that payment for our sins that we mentioned as well in Sunday school. And dear Father, I thank You for extending, dear Lord, that gift of grace and salvation to us because of Your love for us. Dear Lord, I pray today that as we take and look into Your Word, dear Lord, into Psalms 23 and some other places in Scripture, I pray that You'd help us this morning, dear Lord, to receive from Your Holy Spirit and Your Word what You would have for us this morning. I pray You'd help me, dear Lord, that You'd hide me behind the cross. Just, dear Lord, give me clarity of thought and speech. Dear Lord, let everything that's said and done during this hour and this time be done according to Your will and for Your glory. And dear Lord, I pray that You'd help us to respond as You lead us and guide us this morning. Thank You for all that You've done. Help us now, I pray. Help me as we look into these verses and what You've laid on our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, there's many miraculous things that God has created and made, amen, and in this world today. And we could talk about, the sun, amen. We could talk about the moon. We could talk about the stars, amen. We could talk about all those planets out there that we do know about and some of the others as they're still discovering, you know, things out there in our world today. But it's amazing to think about all the things that God has created and the way God has organized them and done everything that He did. But to me, one of the greatest things that God created, if not to me the most amazing, if you will, is the human body. Amen. You think about the human body and the way God's made it, the way God's created it, and you know, even as much as doctors and physicians know about a person's body, as much as they know, they still don't even know everything there is to know. Amen? And you know, I think about that, and that's amazing in itself. I think about this epidemic, to use the only word I can think of right now, this coronavirus and stuff that's going around. And you know, a lot of times things like that happen and they don't know exactly even what to do with it, right? And a lot of times things happen to people from a physical standpoint and they don't know why it happened. They don't know what caused it. They don't know what, you know, even with all the instruments and the MRIs and x-rays and scans and blood tests, and they drain every drop of blood out your body, you feel like, amen, and check everything as much as they can, they still sometimes just don't know. I think about a few years ago, Kelly was having some issues and she went to the doctor and things, and they was trying to figure out what was going on, and finally the doctor looked at her and he gave her this answer after we spent all this money and all this time. The doctor looked at her and he said, "Well, it might be your gallbladder, but I really don't know." He said, "So what we can do," this was the specialist now, "so what we can do, if you'd like, is we can set up a time and go in and do surgery and remove your gallbladder. And we can see if that fixes the problem or not. It may take care of it, and it may not. It's a 50-50 chance. I don't know." He said, "Or you can just, you know, live with it. Some pains in your life you just have to live with. But everything looks fine, but it could be your gallbladder." And I thought to myself, that just shows, you know, why didn't you tell us that month? Well, you know, but anyway, I was trying to figure it out, but I'll leave all that alone. But bottom line is, in the end, He didn't know. Amen. And thankfully, this doctor had enough, at least honesty in him, I guess you might say, to look and to say, I don't know, in other words. He didn't use those words, but that's basically what he was saying, right? I don't know. This may not help. I don't really know what's going on. You know? And I thought to myself, some of them would just say, well, let's take out your gallbladder, and not even said the other part, right? But at least he was honest enough to say, I don't know, it may not, you know, make a difference. And you think about, I simply say that to say there's a lot of things, as much understanding as we have and doctors have and people have about our bodies, they still don't even understand everything there is to know about it, right? And still discovering new things all the time and all these types of things. But God created our human body, and He knows everything there is to know about it. Amen? And thank the Lord that He does. And the human body is a great wonder, and it's amazing the way that God created, the way everything works together and does what it does. But you think about, it's amazing all the physical things we can do with our human body. Amen? You think about, there's sometimes we notice this in particular when we take and see these different people, for example, at these shows or on TV, when they'll take their body and stick their leg behind their head and all these other types of things, right? And you see people do all that, the contortionist, right? You see them take and stick their leg behind their heads and do all these types of things, and you're like, how in the world, right? And you think some of these people, that their bodies do some unique and different things that other people's can't do, that if you was to try to do, I was trying to do, would break her leg in half, right? You know, or arm in half, or those types of things. And it's amazing to see the things that some people can do. And I'm a little bit more bendable and flexible than some people, because when we played basketball, we had to take beforehand and do stretches. And I ain't going to show you now, but we had to do certain stretches. And one of them was, we had to take our leg and put like this, sit down, as we're sitting down, have this one leg behind us, and then reach out and reach, you know, forward for your toes. And the way that I sit with my leg underneath me, everybody else is like, how in the world do you do that? I don't know. It's just the way I sit. That, you know, I'm not a contortionist. Don't take that wrong. But, you know, I have a little bit extra flexibility, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And so it's amazing what the human bodies can do. Amen. In the way that God created them. But even just the average human being, that can't be the contortionists and all that type of stuff, I'm just talking about the average body this morning, it's amazing the things that we can do every day with our bodies. Amen? It's amazing the things we do with them a lot of times we don't even think about, right? We just do them and don't even think about it, don't even realize what we're doing. I think about one of them is what I'm doing right now this morning as our hands are moving as we're talking. You know, it's amazing the way we do with things. And my boss lady at work one day, somebody said something to her about moving her hands around while she was talking, because her hands are always moving when she's talking. And she said, oh yeah, she said, even when I'm on a conference call, she said, I have to stand up behind the phone because I'm sitting here going like this as I'm talking on the conference call to help me talk. And I thought that was interesting. That's the way some of us do, right? And you think about, our bodies are amazing things, and we do things a lot of times with them that we don't even think about. But on the other side of the coin, there's some things, there's a spiritual body as well. Amen? And sometimes there's things we do with our spiritual body that are the same thing, in a sense, that we do with our physical. And you'll see what I'm getting ready to, as we get into this morning, you'll see what I'm talking about, if you will. We can do many great things with the physical body, but we can do many great things with the spiritual body as well. And we need to make sure that we're using, if you will, our spiritual body for the Lord. Amen. And the Bible talks about and uses that comparison a lot of times, the physical body and the spiritual body, if you will, and how we are, all of us that are saved, we're a part of the body of Christ. Amen. We know that. And we may not be necessarily members of the same exact local New Testament church, but if we're saved, we know the Lord Jesus Christ, we're born again, washed in the blood, amen, of the Lamb, guess what? We're a part of the same body. Amen. Brother Gary, he ain't a member here. He was years ago, right, I believe, him and his wife. But guess what? You're a part of the body of Christ. Amen, brother. And thank the Lord for that. He's a part of the body just as much as you and I are. Amen. And the other believers over at His church. Amen. And those that know the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's amazing what we can do with our physical body. So with that in mind, we're going to kind of compare the two and talk about some things that we do with our physical body every day, all the time. And some of you, as I go into some of these things, you may say, well, I used to be able to do that with my body, but boy, I can't necessarily do that anymore. But you can get the picture of what we're saying here and comparing these things with the spiritual. The first thing that I believe we do every day with our body that everybody in here can do is found in Psalms 23 in verse number 2. Notice what it said. He maketh me to what? Lie down in green pastures. That's something that we all do every day, every night with our physical body. Amen? We take and do what? Lay down. May I say the first point this morning is simply this. We need to lie down for rest. Amen? Lie down for rest. There's some things this morning that we need to do with our spiritual body that we do every day with our physical body. It's important for us to do for our physical body to take and to do what every night? To lie down to rest. Amen? You think about every time you get sick, every time you go to the doctor, almost, what's one of the top things, no matter whether you got the flu, a head cold, whatever it may be, what's one of the top things, a broken ankle, whatever, what's one of the top things that the doctors always tell you to do?
Rest.
Amen? Rest cures everything, apparently. Amen? Or something good to say anyway. Just rest, right? They say rest it, you know, give it some rest. Amen? Although you don't want to give it too much rest, and you know, especially if you need to do some physical therapy on certain parts and things like that, right? You got to work that thing too. But it's important to have the proper rest. Amen? And I think about that's for me, I guess the older you get, somebody say amen, the more you want to take and do what?
Rest.
The more you want to lie down. Amen. The older I get, the more I just want to lie down and rest. Amen. And I think about sometimes I used to want to go here or go there and do this and do that. And I still want to go and do things. Don't get me wrong. But I'm going to tell you, one of the most things that I enjoy the most is peace and quiet and just lying down and resting. Amen. I enjoy just sitting down and just resting. It seems like the older you get, the less of it you get to do. At least that's the way I feel anyway at this point in my life. But lying down for rest. Here the Bible says, He, talking about the Lord, maketh me to lie down in green pastures. May I say here that the sheep take and they need green pastures. Amen. Sheep need a green pasture to lie down in. Amen. Every now and again. They can take and roam. They can take and go around and follow the shepherd and walk around and do all the things and be busy, you know, going around eating grass and doing all the things that they need to do, drinking water, some of these other things in the verses the sheep need. But one of the things that he mentioned first here that the sheep need is they need to take and they need to lie down in green pastures. I think about today, you and I, from a spiritual perspective, if you will, we need to lie down for some rest with our Lord. You say, what in the world do you mean, Pastor? I'm simply saying this, that we always preach and talk a lot of times about, and rightfully so, about being busy for the Lord, right? We talk about soul winning. We talk about witnessing. We talk about passing out tracts. We talk about going to church, right? We talk about all these things that we ought to do in being busy for the Lord and serving Him. We ought to. The Bible said, go ye, right, into all the world. That involves going, doing some things. But you know what else? I believe that we need to take and have some time to lie down and rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we don't take and have time to rest in Him, if we don't take, if you will, and have that time where we take and spend time alone with Him, amen, in our own lives, where we rest in Him, have some alone time in Him, we use the word devotional time, amen, where we've got some time alone, just us and God, you think even the Lord Jesus Christ, what did He do many times in Scripture, the Bible said? He would send the people away, send the disciples away, and He would go up into a mountain apart to pray. Many times you've seen that used. Or the Lord would do other things. He would get to Himself where it was just Him and the Lord. If He needed to do that, don't we even need to do it even more? Amen? If we're ever going to be the witness that we ought to be, if we're ever going to be working for the Lord and busy for Him like we ought to be, guess what we got to have? Rest. I think about it's a simple comparison to our human body. If I took today and I said, you know what? I'm not going to sleep any this week. I'm not going to lie down at all. I'm going to stay awake all week long. That would be a hard thing to do, wouldn't it? Some of us have time problems staying awake in church, much less all week long. I'll leave that alone. But we have a hard time, don't we? If I was to do that today and say, okay, I'm going to stay awake the rest of the week. Brother Gary, I go, come church this morning, go home, get some lunch. I say, nope, no nap time today in between church. I'm watching 5.5 hours, I think it is this year. I'm watching 5.5 hours of the Super Bowl pregame, and I'm going to stay awake and watch the whole thing. Actually, it wouldn't be 5.5 because I'm going to come back to church. I'm going to watch about 4.5 hours of it. And then I'm going to come back to church tonight. We're going to have church. I'm not going to sleep during church or snore and drool while the preacher's preaching. Amen. And then when church is over with, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go home. I'm going to wait till after the halftime show because that ain't nothing but a bunch of junk. Amen. And then I'm going to turn on the TV and eat my nachos and Doritos and chicken and whatever else. Amen. Drink my coffee, right? And I'm going to sit there and just watch that football game all the way up to the end, watch the awards afterwards. You know, I'm just going to stay up all night. And then in the morning, I'm going to get, I'm not, you wouldn't have to get up. I get up off the couch, I guess. In the morning, I'm going to take and go to work. Now, how effective would you be at work if you did that? You'd be worthless, wouldn't you? You'd be dragging. But let's say you did it. You stayed up, you went to work, and you worked all day long. For me, that'd be 10 hours. For y'all, 8, 6, whatever it is, or 10, maybe some of you work. And you take and you go to work. You work all day long. You get done with work. You get in the car, truck, whatever. You drive home. You get home. You eat supper. You sit down to watch TV, your wife, husband, whatever, goes to bed, and you say, you know what, I ain't going to sleep, I'm staying up. And you stay up all night long, and the next morning you try to go to work again. You'd be even less useful than the day before, wouldn't you? And if you tried that for too long, what would wind up happening? You'd have some physical issues, wouldn't you? You'd wind up endangering and hurting yourself and some other people too, wouldn't you? You'd wind up getting hurt eventually. Why do I say that? Because I'm simply saying that you got to have time to do what? To lie down, to rest. May I say the same thing's true spiritually? Amen. We've got to take, and in the Bible it says here, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I believe sometimes the Lord has to take and make us lay down because we won't lay down and rest in Him. Amen. Sometimes He allows things to happen in our lives to get us to stop. To get us to the place where we will stop what we're doing and spend time alone with Him. Amen. Maybe it's a hard time in your life. Maybe it's a financial thing that might happen. And it draws you to stop what you're doing and spend more time in God's Word. Amen. And to spend more time with Him like we should have been doing all along. We need to spend time resting in the Lord. Amen. If we're ever going to take and be effective at work, you know what we need? We need a good 8 hours, 6 hours, whatever it is for you, 10 hours of sleep every night. Amen. And you know what? The same thing's true when it comes to the Lord. If we're ever going to take and be good, be any effective witness and all for the Lord Jesus Christ, we've got to spend that time alone, resting in His Word. Amen. Spending time with Him, if you will, in those green pastures that the Lord has provided for us. We can't survive. The sheep, I had here in my notes, this for the sheep, if you will, a lot of times they're roaming around and walking and doing all these things busy. But if they're going to survive and thrive, they've got to take and have a time to lie down for rest. Amen? The same thing's true for me and you. You think about today, we need to have time to rest in the Lord. We need to rest in Him and rely on Him instead of wandering around aimlessly like a sheep does a lot of times, just to baying away. I thought about that. I'm serious when I say that this morning. You think those sheep, they can just take and just go around baaing, 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 just baaing everywhere they go, just wandering around aimlessly. Those sheep, are they really going to do much if that's all they ever do is walk around baaing and baaing and baaing aimlessly? They've got to take and have time to rest in the Lord. Amen. They got to take some time to rest in Him. I think about, but you and I sometimes we get, you've heard this saying before, and I may get it a little off, but you get the point of it, is the fact that sometimes we're too busy working for the Lord that we don't spend time with the Lord of the work. Amen. And that's what I'm trying to say this morning. Sometimes we're so busy, if you will, going around buying, telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ, serving Him, busy for Him, trying to do all these things that we ought to do. We should. But we're not going to be as effective if we don't have that time lying down in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we don't have that time spending time with Him every day. He's the source of our strength. Amen? He's the source of our rest, if you will. Matthew chapter number 11. The Lord reminded me of these two scriptures that we'll look at quickly this morning. You're familiar with them. Matthew chapter number 11 and verse number 28. Matthew 11 verse 28. I'll just read this passage and one more this morning. Matthew 11, 28. The Bible says, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are what? Heavy laden. And I will give you what? Rest." Amen. Believers, we need to work. Believers, we need to go. Believers, we need to be busy. Amen. We talk about we should stand on the promises and not be sitting on the premises. Amen. In other words, we need to get out the pew and get busy for the Lord. We should. But you know what? We need to have the time. Amen. Resting alone with the Lord. Amen. We've got to have that time. May the Lord help all of us to have more of that time. Rest of the verse, next verse, it says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find" what? "Rest unto your souls." Amen. May the Lord help us to rest in Him. Amen. To go to Him for rest. Isaiah chapter number 40, a familiar passage of Scripture. But a lot of times we just read the one verse and miss the verses that come before it. Isaiah chapter number 40, if you will. Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 29. Isaiah 40 and verse number 29. We're going to back up to verse number 28. A lot of times we jump straight into verse 30 and 31 especially. But look at verse number 28. "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator," I talked about that a little bit this morning at the beginning, "of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary." God isn't weary. Amen. He doesn't faint. But you and I can. You and I do. Our bodies can't, like I said, can't keep going forever. We've got to have spiritually or physically. We've got to have that rest in the Lord. "There is no searching of His understanding," of the Lord's. Notice verse 29. "He giveth power to the" what? "Faint. And to them that have no might," what does the Lord do? "Increaseth strength." Amen. In other words, if we need strength, we need might, we need to go to the Lord and rest in Him, and He'll give us that strength. He'll give us that might, that help that we need. Notice verse 30. "Even the youth shall faint and be weary." I don't know about y'all, but even when I was younger, there come a time I might could have went longer than what I used to. You know, I might could have went for a while longer than what I do now. Amen. I get tireder quicker. Amen. And I hear the older you get, the tireder quicker you get. Amen. And I'm beginning to observe that. But guess what? The bottom line is, eventually you get tired. Amen. Even little kids and things, the older you get, it's less energy and less things you have. But you still can only go for so long. "But even the youth," the Bible says, "shall faint and be weary." There still comes a time where you're tired. "And the young men shall utterly fall." But verse 31, the familiar verse, Karen's favorite verse. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall" what? "Renew their strength." That waiting kind of sounds like resting in the Lord to me. Amen. Resting, waiting on Him, spending some time with Him. "They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Amen. And so the first point simply this morning is sometimes with our bodies, we need to take and lie down for rest. Amen. We need to take and lie down for rest. Spend some time with Him. We can be more effective in preaching and teaching and witnessing and sharing the gospel for the Lord Jesus Christ. So I ask you this question: how much time do you spend resting in the Lord? How much time do you spend resting and talking to Him and spending time with Him? Every day we ought to. But notice the second thing, lying down for rest. But a second thing is found in Acts chapter number 3. And this is something else we ought to do with our bodies. This one, all of us can lie down in here. Amen. That's an easy thing to do physically with our body. Everybody can do that. No matter the age you are, I can lie down. It might hurt more sometimes, and you might lie a certain way and can't lay a certain way like you used to lay and all that stuff. But you can lay down. Amen. But notice